السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaytan, the arrogant, the defiant, who has therefore been disqualified from God's special mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn to God and we ask for His guidance and for His help, because He is Allah, the absolute perfect being, the source of all perfection and goodness. And we turn to Him because He is Rahman. Out of His love we come to life, out of His love and mercy we remain alive. Because of His continuous love and grace, we continue to grow and thrive. And we turn to Him because He is Rahim. He has promised extra grace and mercy, especially to those of us who believe in Him and who submit to Him. I begin my first sermon with the praise of God, quoting verses from one of the du'as of the fourth holy Imam. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to God and God alone. Alladhi lam yushhid ahadan حين فضر السماوات والأرض ولاتخذ معينا حين برأ النسمات لم يظاهر في الوحدانية ولم يشارك في الإلهية كلت الألسن عن غاية صفته وانحسرت العقول عن كنه معرفته وتواضعت الجبابرة لهيبته وعنت الوجوه لخشيته وانقاد كل عظيم لعظمته فله الحمد متوالية متواصلة متسقة. Imam عليه السلام praises God. He says, He, in His absolute perfection, is one who, when He created, there was no one else there to support Him, to help Him in His creation. His power, in other words, was absolute. When He did create, there was no witness around to watch Him. Tongues fail to describe Him and His praise and His beautiful names. In fact, above tongues, minds fail to comprehend His true essence because of His absolute perfection and infinity and beauty. And therefore, when He manifests Himself in this world, in this universe, His power is so overwhelming that even one, those who are Jabbar and the Jababira, They are subdued to His majesty. And when He manifests His power and grandeur and greatness, kullu azimin, whoever claims power and grandiose majesty, is finally overwhelmed and forced to submit to Him. And therefore praise belongs to Him and Him alone, who is peerless in His unity. His unity is so absolute that at that level there is no partner unto Him. And praise belongs to Him and Him alone, because at that level of Godhead He is so absolute that there is no partner unto Him. And therefore we at this level of being created and humble and needy and dependent, we can do nothing but praise Him continuously, constantly, from the beginning till the end, for all the bounties that He grants. أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I wish to remind you, community of believers, and to remind myself about the need for taqwa. Human beings tend to forget. There's so many preoccupations. We tend to forget that we are slaves and there is a master, and that master has dictated laws and commands for our benefit. We need to remind ourselves. Over and above that, in case if we on and off. We do remind ourselves, we need to recommend. I recommend you and I recommend myself that we need to strive for higher levels of taqwa to the extent that we can submit ourselves to His will. To that extent we can achieve perfection because we get closer to the all-perfect being. In fact, not only do I remind you and myself and recommend you and myself to taqwa, I command you and I command myself by the authority of God and the Book of God and the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, that in case ever we come under the influence of our desires or the devil or the temptations of the dunya and we wish to disobey God, that we must remember He is all powerful and He can apprehend us and punish us. I would like to remind ourselves about the importance of taqwa with this hadith from the 7th Holy Imam. We just commemorated his birth anniversary this past week. Imam alayhi salam tells Hisham bin Hakam, Ya Hisham, ma qasamallahu bayna ibadihi shay'an afdal min al-aql. God has not given a gift to anyone amongst His servants better and more superior than aql, the power of intellect. And then he tells him, Ya Hisham, ma ba'athallahu anbiya'a wa rusulahu ila ibadihi illa liya'qilu 'anillah. If God has sent prophets, it is in order to facilitate the development of this intellect so that it recognizes the truth. And the truth is, there is only one absolute reality, and that is God. Ya Hisham, فَأَحْسَنُهُمْ إِسْتِجَابَةً أَحْسَنُهُمْ مَعْرِفَةً. You know who is the most responsive to the call of the Prophet? The one who is therefore the maximum in his realization of this absolute reality. When he uses his intellect to the maximum and therefore reaches the truth and recognizes it. And once he recognizes it, he submits to it. فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ أَحْسَنُهُمْ عَقْلًا. You want to know who is the most intellectual person? Look at the degree to which he knows what his master has commanded him. The corollary of that would be, you want to know who is the most foolish person? Look at the one who follows his desires or listens to the devil or is tempted by the dunya. And finally, Imam Ali Salam says, if that is the case, man arada al ghina bila malin wa al raha fil qalbi wa al salamata fid din falyatadarra ila Allah fi mas'alatihi an yukmila lahu aqla. Hisham, if you ever want richness without actual possession of wealth, Hisham, if you ever want peace in the heart away from the vices of the heart, for example, hasad. Hisham, if you ever want your religiosity and spirituality to be preserved, then pray, beg, plead to God, give me more intellect. Let me have the curiosity to know the truth. Let me have the motivation to seek more. Let me have the courage to understand the truth. Let me have the determination to submit to the truth. It'll give me peace in the heart. It'll increase my spirituality. It'll make me the most content person in this world, even if I have no possessions. Let's pray to Allah to give us a tawfiq to be able to get this degree of taqwa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.